Our next news items include how home brewing has increased, drivers caught in bus lanes, and plans have been made to demolish the former prep school. But first, demand from housebound New Year revelers left restaurants struggling to meet demand.
Several eateries were forced to stop taking orders early in the evening or reported delays in delivering takeaway meals. New Year's Eve is usually one of the busiest nights for the year for restaurants, pubs and hotels across the region. But with revelers not able to dine out much, the demand transferred to dialing out for takeout meals. Tier 4 restrictions mean hospitality venues have to stay closed, but can provide food and drink takeaways until 11 p.m, either click and collect or for delivery. The Bird in Hand in Renningham said people partying at home had seen them experience a record-breaking night. The Rishi Indian restaurant on Mousehold Lane in Norwich had to stop taking orders from 6 p.m, while Namaste Village on Queen's Road was also inundated and decided to open at lunchtime too because of unprecedented demand. Namaste owner Vijay Jatani said it had been four times as busy as usual for takeaways. The Black Boys Hotel in Aylsham, which had been offering New Year's specials including luxury beef Wellington for two, said it had also been overwhelmed by orders for its New Year's Eve takeaway service.
A home beer brewing club in Norwich has seen its membership soar since the outbreak of coronavirus as people seek to recreate their favourite drinks at home. The number of people joining Norwich Amateur Brewers, NAB, began to rise during the first lockdown and has now increased by a third. Ashley Carr from Melton Constable, who set up NAB 5 years ago, said restrictions have encouraged people to be more creative. The best analogy is cooking. Lots of people began to cook from scratch because of boredom during the pandemic, and that was coupled with lots of food-based TV programs. I think some people thought, I don't want to bake, but actually, I wouldn't mind making a pint, and then sought out home brewing groups. We have been surviving and thriving. As well as a surge in popularity, Mr. Carr said 2020 had allowed people to become better brewers. He said, people have got better at brewing because there has been a lot of opportunity and time, and the best way to become a better brewer is to brew. Norwich Amateur Brewers, who would normally meet at the Coachmaker's Arms in Norwich, have been forced to adapt due to the pandemic. Among changes were video chats, including with industry experts such as Adnams head brewer Fergus Fitzgerald, remote beer tastings, and a beer advent calendar. Mr. Carr said, if anything, we have been communicating more due to online platforms. It is almost like live conversation and people are getting to know each other even more. The rest of the adaption and innovations we have made have also meant that people have become better brewers.
The Broads will be one of 10 UK national parks to feature on a new set of stamps marking 70 years since their creation. Royal Mail will release its first stamp issue of 2021 featuring 10 of the UK's 15 national parks, including the Broads, which stretch across Norfolk and Suffolk. While not officially named in law as a national park, the area was renamed as the Broads National Park in 2015 and receives a national park grant. The Norfolk and Suffolk Broads Act 1988 gave the Broads a similar level of protection as a national park and led to the creation of the Broads Authority, which manages the area today. The special stamp created to celebrate the Broads shows a wintry scene featuring Herringfleet Windmill, which has stood by the River Waveney just south of the Norfolk-Suffolk border for around 200 years. Other national parks to be featured include the first four areas in the UK to be afforded the protection, which comes with the title, in 1951, the Peak District, the Lake District, Snowdonia and Dartmoor. The other five included are the North York Moors, the New Forest, Loch Lomond and the Trossachs, the South Downs and the Pembrokeshire Coast.
More than 11,000 motorists have been hit with fines after driving in Norwich bus lanes in the past year, new figures have revealed. And a camera at one Norwich bus gate, which only operates for 2 hours a day, led to almost half the total sum Norwich City Council was paid by drivers. Between October 2019 and November this year, 11,609 penalty charges were issued to drivers who went into one of five bus lanes covered by cameras. St Stephen Street, Brazengate Grove Road, Albion Way, Earlham Green Lane and Rampant Horse Street. Figures obtained using the Freedom of Information Act showed appeals were lodged on 1,229 occasions and almost half were then cancelled. That camera, which covers the bus gate leading into the city between 7:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Monday to Friday, led to the issuing of 5,377 fines. Drivers appealed 528 times, with 281 cancelled. The camera was put in place in March last year and racked up almost £1,500 in fines from drivers in the first 8 months of operation. Norfolk County Council delegates powers to enforce bus gates to Norwich City Council. Council bosses said money generated was used to run the service and any surplus reinvested in highways and transport schemes. On appeals, a city council spokesman said, "We tend to try to be lenient with the first offences, especially if there are mitigating circumstances, like someone being unfamiliar with the area."
Plans have been lodged to demolish a former preparatory school site a month after it fell victim to a second arson attack in the space of 2 years. In November, fire crews battled through the night to tackle a blaze at the former Langley Preparatory School site in Thorpe St Andrew. The building, which has been vacant since 2010, was left gutted by the fire, which came 2 years after a similar arson attack tore through it. Now, just over a month on, an application has been lodged with Broadland District Council to carry out demolition works, which site owners, Burliet Limited, say will make the site safe and prevent it from becoming victim to further antisocial behaviour. A report from Anglian Demolition, submitted with the application, argues the fire had left the former school building known as Beech Hill House unsafe. Under the proposals, two smaller buildings on site would also be knocked down, with neighbours fearing they too would be prone to antisocial behaviour in the event of the main building's demolition. The site has been earmarked alongside the former Pine Banks Sports Centre for development in a vision by Burliet Limited, which owns both sites. It is expected between the two sites and a third vacant plot off Griffin Lane that some 725 homes could be built.
Beryl bike users in Norwich covered the equivalent of 6.5 laps around the globe in 2020, according to figures from the firm. More than 11,000 riders made 68,900 trips across the fine city this year, covering 266,303 kilometres and saving 43.92 tonnes of carbon dioxide emissions, the bike share provider said. Beryl launched in the city in March this year, just days before the UK was placed into full lockdown, in a bid to prevent the spread of coronavirus. It was the first bike-sharing scheme in the city since July 2018, when the previous operator, Ofo, pulled out, and Norwich claiming it was focused on other key markets such as London. Despite launching in a year where movement has been heavily restricted at times, Beryl Chief Executive Philip Ellis said he was delighted at the scheme's impact. He said, "I want to thank Norfolk County Council for their commitment to the bike share service and their support for initiatives that have allowed people to take more trips by bike. I also want to thank everyone who was hired a Beryl bike in 2020. You're making a small but important difference to a greener Norwich. We hope that all journeys by Beryl bike have allowed users a period of enjoyment or mental or physical benefit during a complicated year."